Imagine a world where Toyota isn't just making cars, but entire futuristic cities.
Wait, are we talking about real cities or some sci-fi movie set?
Nope, it's real. One at the foot of Mount Fuji, and we're diving into it today.
Welcome to Hot Reload, where the tech headlines come alive. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today, we'll be exploring Toyota's $10 billion vision of the future.
Plus, the wild news of GameStop offering $56 billion to acquire eBay. Didn't see that coming.
And we have OpenAI's O1 shaking up ER diagnostics, outperforming human triage doctors.
That's not all. DeepSeek V4 is inching towards a breakthrough, too.
It's going to be a packed episode, so let's get started with Toyota's private utopia.
So, Alex, I hear Toyota has built itself a $10 billion private city. What's that all about?
That's right, Jamie. It's called Woven City, sitting atop a former factory site. Toyota envisions it as a live testing ground for futuristic technologies, propelling them from just a car company to a mobility company.
A whole city for testing tech sounds like a sci-fi dream. Why is it stirring up interest now?
Well, they recently welcomed their first residents, dubbed Weavers, who are living amongst cutting-edge experiments. The city is about showcasing and refining tech, but there's a hefty dose of privacy concerns too.
Let's dive into that. What exactly is going on with their tech initiatives?
One key aim is zero accidents through heightened car awareness, meaning communication between cars and pretty much everything around them. To achieve this, they're using an intense network of cameras across the city.
Cameras? How many are we talking here?
It's staggering. At one intersection, I counted 8 cameras, and even the local coffee shop has half a dozen hanging around. This is beyond urban density norms and ties into their AI vision engine for safety monitoring and data collection.
Wait, seriously, that sounds like a dystopian novel.
Yeah, it's intense, and privacy concerns are real. Toyota is aware and claims data is collected with consent via their data fabric system, letting residents opt into different experiments.
Curious, how are people responding to this level of surveillance? Any backlash?
Depends. Southeast Asian surveys found residents somewhat relaxed, but Japanese residents show caution. Reflective of European sensibilities, they're wary of robust data protection assurances.
Pretty wise of them. So, what sort of experiments are these residents opting into?
Fascinating stuff, honestly. Most of the Weavers have embraced things like home robots with cameras, 98% as of now. This includes robots for chores, testing next-gen appliances, and autonomous vehicle tech.
And these technologies, are they being tested elsewhere too?
Woven City acts as a singular controlled environment, different from public spaces. Comparing, Tesla's summon feature does similar tasks, but Toyota focuses on a centralized safety model here, avoiding Tesla-like controversies.
So what's the end game? Is Toyota planning to scale this out?
Yes, many systems from Woven City, like the AI Vision Engine, are targeted for commercialization once refined. Toyota's using this city as a sandbox, better than closed test tracks, to optimize future offerings.
It's like their own little science lab. What's the social scene like? Is this place bustling?
Oddly, no. Despite being futuristic, it's eerily quiet with few residents. The open spaces are pretty empty now, only 100 folks living there. It's early days, though, and might become lively as it grows.
Sounds a bit like a scene from a lonely future. Speaking of transformations, what's next?
Get this, GameStop is gearing up to make a massive $56 billion offer to acquire eBay. That's a market shift no one saw coming.
Did you ever think we'd see the day when GameStop aims to buy eBay for $56 billion? It's wild how far they've come.
Right, Jamie. And this isn't just any regular acquisition. GameStop's CEO Ryan Cohen wants to transform eBay into a serious contender against Amazon. That's aiming high.
Amazon's a massive player. Is GameStop dreaming too big with this bid?
It's definitely ambitious, but Cohen is serious. eBay says they're reviewing the offer, though it came out of nowhere. There were no prior talks with GameStop before this.
That's bold. How's GameStop planning to cover such a huge cost?
They're using $9.4 billion from their balance sheet and have up to $20 billion lined up from TD Securities. Still, that leaves a gap, and Cohen might seek outside investors, possibly Middle Eastern sovereign wealth funds.
Wait, outside investors for the rest, that's intense. What's driving this massive move?
For Cohen, there's personal motivation. His compensation package could reward him with $35 billion if GameStop hits certain targets, like a $100 billion market cap. Plus, there's pressure from the 2021 meme stock phenomenon to keep growing.
He's not just doing it for the company, but also his own potential payday. What's the current state of GameStop?
They've closed over 700 stores in the past year due to falling physical game sales and now have about 1,600 stores left in the US. Despite focusing on collectibles to offset losses, revenue still fell by 14% in Q4 of 2025.
Revenue drop and store closures, they really need a game changer. Can eBay pivot to rival Amazon?
Cohen seems to think so. He aims to boost eBay's worth to hundreds of billions. It's a massive transformation considering eBay's established brand.
Amazon's likely watching this closely. Any other competitors for eBay if this move happens?
While eBay is in the e-commerce game, moving into Amazon's territory means direct competition with other giants like Walmart, also big in e-commerce.
GameStop going from closing stores to this massive offer, it's quite a leap. The $56 billion tag, did you know that includes plans from TD Securities, despite all those closures?
Wait, seriously, that's a huge financial juggling act.
Crazy, right? So what happens if eBay doesn't play along?
Cohen could start a proxy fight. He's determined and has a track record of taking big risks.
It's a big swing for sure. Makes me wonder how they'll handle the logistics if they acquire eBay.
It might put them where they want to be or complicate GameStop's trajectory further. But speaking of trajectories, OpenAI's O1 just made a big leap in healthcare. Ready to hear some diagnostic stats next.
Is AI about to take over emergency rooms? OpenAI's latest model, O1, could be the new medical hero on the block.
You're spot on, Jamie. This AI model has shown it diagnoses ER patients with a 67% success rate, outperforming human triage doctors who land around 50 to 55%.
That's a pretty significant leap. So how exactly is O1 pulling this off?
The secret sauce is its ability to swiftly assess standard electronic health records. In a trial with 76 patients, it provided the correct or nearly correct diagnosis more often than the human doctors could.
And it only needs data that's communicated through text.
Exactly. But while that's impressive, it doesn't mean it replaces doctors. Arjun Manrai, one of the lead authors, emphasized this technology reshapes medicine rather than replacing human expertise.
So it's more about adding another layer of expertise.
Right. It's enhancing triage, especially when minimal information is available. Interestingly, with a fuller dataset, its accuracy soared to 82% against the doctor's 70 to 79%, though that wasn't statistically significant.
That's still pretty impressive. Can this AI handle non-textual data like reading body language or visual cues?
Not yet. It operates more like an expert clinician providing a second opinion from the paperwork rather than engaging directly with patients.
And what about treatment plans? Can O1 craft long-term strategies?
Here's the kicker. OpenAI's O1 excelled in creating longer-term treatment plans, scoring 89%, while human doctors lagged at 34% using their conventional resources.
Really, that's incredible. How are doctors responding to this?
While many see it as a powerful tool to boost patient care, there's concern about over-reliance. Doctors worry accountability could get murky if AI makes mistakes.
I get that. Is this AI already being used in hospitals?
Yes, in fact, nearly 1 in 5 US physicians have started using AI for diagnosis. It's picking up momentum in the UK too, though opinions on reliability vary.
There must be some concerns, right? Especially if it struggles with certain patients.
Exactly. Experts caution that we don't fully understand which groups it handles best or struggles with. This clarity is crucial for its routine clinical use.
So, impressive but not a doctor replacement yet. What's the future for AI in medicine?
The goal is a triadic care model where the doctor, patient, and AI work together. Slowly but surely, it's becoming a vital tool for a second opinion.
Speaking of evolving tech, up next we've got a fascinating report on DeepSeek V4. Are we on the cusp of new breakthroughs?
Today, we're diving into the latest from DeepSeek, the AI lab that's almost on the tech frontier with their new V4 models.
Almost on the frontier. What's the deal there? Why almost and not fully?
DeepSeek V4 Pro and Flash are significant releases, but trail competitors like GPT 5.4 by about 3 to 6 months. They're pushing boundaries in cost efficiency, though, which is what makes them intriguing right now.
Got it. Being cost efficient can be just as competitive. So what makes these models stand out besides the price?
First, the size is a big deal. V4 Pro has 1.6 trillion total parameters, while Flash has 284 billion. That makes Pro the largest open weight model, surpassing big names like Kimi K26.
That's a lot of numbers. So bigger essentially means better, right?
Not always, but a larger model can handle more complex tasks. What's impressive here is they've also focused on efficiency. Even though V4 Pro is massive, it uses just 27% of the single token flops compared to its predecessor V3 2.
Wait, seriously? So it's much more efficient despite being bigger?
Yep, and that means it requires less computational power for processing each token, which is quite the engineering feat.
Okay, that's impressive. But how does this impact us, everyday users?
Well, the cost comes into play here. V4 Flash is the cheapest among smaller models, even beating OpenAI's offerings. V4 Pro also tops the charts as the most cost-effective of the larger models.
Cheap sounds good to me, but how do they achieve these lower prices?
They optimized for efficiency in long context tasks. The models are designed to perform well, even when handling a million token context, which is a common scenario in AI applications.
Ah, I see. So they're working smarter, not necessarily harder.
Exactly. For instance, with larger context prompts, V4 Flash achieves only 10% of the single token flops compared to V3 2. It's all about maximizing output with minimal resource use.
And what about practical applications? Do they perform well in real-world tasks?
DeepSeek V4 models rank quite well in standard reasoning benchmarks, on par with some high-end models. However, they lag behind state-of-the-art models like GPT 5.4 and Gemini 3 1 Pro.
So they're almost there, but not quite at the top yet. Why the delay?
Innovation is often a game of incremental improvements. There's always new tech around the corner. But DeepSeek's focus on efficiency means they might catch up sooner rather than later.
It's like they're building the foundation to springboard ahead once they iron out the details.
Exactly. And with upcoming quantized versions, it will be interesting to see if regular users can run these models on personal devices soon.
Well, I'm curious to see how they develop. What's next on our tech journey today?
Up next, we're switching gears to track the history of the now-deceased OpenAI Microsoft AGI clause. Stay with us.
All right, Alex, hit me with your hot take today.
GameStop targeting eBay Bolt, but I can't help thinking they're playing with fire, transforming eBay into an Amazon rival that's a massive mountain to climb.
Ooh, spicy. Personally, I'm more amazed by Woven City, a $10 billion testbed, innovative but sounds a bit like dystopia meets utopia.
Exactly. Though I did find DeepSeek's tech quite intriguing, they're close to competing at the highest level, just not quite hitting the mark yet.
True, but OpenAI's O1 really got me. AI diagnosing better than doctors. We're stepping into sci-fi reality here.
That's wild stuff. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
So here's what we covered today. Toyota's futuristic Woven City, GameStop's ambitious bid for eBay, OpenAI's impressive ERAI, and DeepSeek V4 almost reaching the tech frontier.
Thanks for tuning in to Hot Reload. Make sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and tell a friend about the show.
We'll catch you next time on another tech-fueled adventure. Take care, everyone.